Mika Harris lives in Granada Hills, just north of the San Fernando Valley, which itself is just north of the megapolis of Los Angeles. He's a highly successful cartoonist. His creation, Horny Hamster, is a funny, devilish little critter who enables us all to laugh at ourselves and get through the day. Kind of like Dilbert, but with horns and a bit of an attitude. However, and here comes the heavy stuff, unknown to Mika, or to you, or to me, all of humanity has been under the control of demonic aliens. No, really. Creatures warped into this world from another dimension. They've been here nearly undetected for thousands of years. Their intention is terraforming, terraforming with a vengeance. They want to turn our dear, sweet Earth into something sulfurously noxious like their own home planet. Of course, nobody around here has any idea. We've all been, they call it electronically blanked. The strongest wills have actually been implanted. We think everything's just great. And then, just when the devils have everything comfortably under hoof, the unthinkable happens. With the unlikely help of an old street bum, Mika Harris, this ordinary cartoonist guy, actually comes to know what the devils have hidden from us for centuries. In short, he gets rid of his capsule and becomes unblanked, the first unblanked human since the madmen, the prophets, and the saints. Too bad for Mika. His triumph is doomed to be short-lived, because the devils know he knows, and they have no choice but to come after him, to crush him to dust, as they say. Devils, the new novel by John Claviter, presented by Patio Books, as read by the author from his Hillside Home studio in Woodland Hills. What will you do now that you know the world is infested by ruthless alien creatures? You are the only one who knows it, you know. What will you do, and where will you go now that the smoking demons of ancient legend are actually rising up in their full fang and sharp hooved might and coming after you? Devils, they're everywhere, you know. Everywhere. Now that you know, just look around a little bit.